picks are extremely flammable.
Huh?
Guitar picks are flammable.
Are they?
Yeah, because I lit one on fire.
That's good.
It burst into flames in my hand.
Immediately?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good. What's going? Right. Going live. 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 First time in person.
Yeah, live for real, finally.
Yeah. I'm going to drink water on you real quick. How was the flight in?
Oh, we're actually going? I thought this was like the pre-thing.
No, it's in. We're going. I don't do any intros anymore. I just jump into it. Wow. That's what I do.
It was pretty quick, but overnight, and I didn't sleep at all, so I'm still like feeling that. So if I sound lethargic, that's why.
Yep.
So,
in case you couldn't realize, Jordan's in my basement instead of in California.
I know, and a lot of people we mentioned on the last one, we've actually never met in person. So.
Yep, first time. Well, last night was the first time.
Yeah, the rehearsal.
Yeah, we were goofing. Yeah, in town for a wedding.
Yep.
Couple days.
Huh? Got a couple days.
Yeah, I mean, I don't particularly want to go to the wedding, to be honest.
I didn't want to go to yours.
I didn't want to go to mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Josh has to have it in the middle of Ohio.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, speaking of, I mean, I asked Mom for the address yesterday to go to the rehearsal dinner in Dayton, Ohio. Well, on the outskirts of Dayton, apparently.
Yep.
And it's 650 something road. I don't know what it is. Yeah. But she said it's 650 that road with a T at the end.
Yeah, like Bennert. And then there's Bennert.
Yeah, Bennert. So there just happens to be a Bennert road about 40 minutes north of where this place is supposed to be. So instead of driving about 50 minutes, I drove about an hour and 40 minutes and right to someone's front door, which was not the wedding venue.
And then, so you get there, then you obviously turned around and noticed that it was a house and didn't go inside, right?
No, no. I should have went inside. Yeah. We could see the people. They were awake. They were there. Yeah, that was fun. Yeah. I was very happy after that, too.
I know. So, yeah, so me and Nash and some dude I've never met were the only groomsmen there.
Yeah.
Two were gone.
Two of them are missing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what he gets for having it in Dayton, Ohio.
I know. And he was late to the thing.
So was he really?
Him the whole time.
Of course
he was the last person to get there.
What a joker.
So that was fun. But yeah, I just hated that, how far it was. And it's going to be outside late November.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the good thing is it's not very long, but at least the back of my neck will be warm.
Yeah.
Just got my mullet cut in today.
Yeah. That's it's a bold move.
It's not much of a mullet yet, but it's on the way.
Yeah. Do you think you're just going to keep it, or is it just a wedding thing?
See how it goes.
Yeah.
See how it goes. I'm not against doing it either way. Yeah.
What do you think your work would think if you grew out a full-fledged mullet?
Yeah, they probably wouldn't like it, but I don't know. But if they say anything about it, I'll just claim sexism.
Yeah.
So.
Get the gender fluid haircut, so.
Yeah. Yeah, it depends on the day. I could be like a, I don't know, like a southern woman one day.
Yeah.
Or a northern businessman.
Yeah.
And the next, you know.
You're ready for
anything. I could clip it up. Or one day, I was actually thinking about getting extensions because it's not long enough for the wedding.
Yeah.
And going straight out extension.
Yeah.
If I didn't do it.
I was thinking about
time.
Taking the hair from the back of my neck and getting hair transplants so I can finally have a beard. Because I can't grow one.
I can.
Yeah. So.
Don't know why or how.
So I've been looking at hair transplants. It's pretty expensive, but I think it'd be worth it.
You should do it. It's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth it. Or you can get it tattooed on.
Yeah, I could do that.
You should get a. That's what I wish I would have gotten a face tattoo for my first tattoo.
Yeah. It's a commitment.
But or a. Oh, yeah, you go all the way.
There's this guy on TikTok that, he's a big fan of the ICP, Insane Clown Posse.
Oh.
He got clown makeup tattooed on his face.
Sweet.
Only black, though. So he got his black clown face on all the time. And his TikTok is centered around changing your life for the better because he's like trying to get it off.
He's trying to get it off?
Yeah. Of course he is.
Good luck.
He's 35 years old.
Good luck.
He has a clown tattooed on his face.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a. On the last one, I talked about my new Instagram I made.
Oh yeah,
a lot of success.
Yeah. Speaking of mullet, I think your first picture was mullet Jake, right?
So third.
Third.
Yeah. Well, the first one was a new logo for the podcast, which I don't even know is up on Apple or not. I don't know why it's not showing on Apple.
Yeah.
And then I drew a tattoo. And then yeah, I took my what?
I thought you actually said a tutu.
No, a tattoo.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Yeah, I took my Bitmoji, edited it a little bit, and then gave myself a mullet.
I wonder why they don't have that as an option.
I don't know. It's sexist, honestly.
Sell it to them.
But yeah, then my fourth. This is why I've been big on Chris D'Elia a lot this year, but now we're pretty much. I bet if he saw me, he'd be like, I know who that is now because of the picture I drew of him.
How do you know who you are?
Because of the mullet.
That's just a Bitmoji. You can't pick out.
Well, he has my name too.
Someone. He knows it's designed by Jake.
I drew a picture of him and he liked it on Insta and it got.
What has it got? If you told him your name, you'd probably know.
428 likes on Instagram and I got 118 followers. So explain that.
Well,
and then on Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter was the real one.
Yeah, I literally made a new Twitter just because we started the podcast and you told me I should.
Yeah.
I got 70 followers now. But when I tweeted this, I had like 45 and I only had like 20 tweets.
Yeah. Well, and I'd also like to say you're welcome because I said to write the youngest person ever.
Yeah, you're right. And it's got, he retweeted it and it's got 294,000 impressions and I have 70 followers. It's pretty cool. But then I drew Bert Kreischer, but I drew Bert because I actually released that the day before.
He was in
Cincinnati when I went to his stand up.
Yeah.
And we can touch on that too in a little bit.
Yeah. I actually would like to.
And then I did a couple other ones. I did Theo's, which got liked by, King and the Sting. I drew Ed Bassmaster, which it's kind of weird that I feel like he's honestly one of the best comedians or at least funny people. And he doesn't get a lot of recognition. But
Justin Bieber just posted it. Yeah. That blew him up.
That is true. He liked that one. I drew Andrew Schultz, which he didn't like or nothing, but you actually shared.
Yeah, I shared it on my story, which I pretty much always do on your pictures.
Yeah, and that's actually one of my best ones.
Yeah.
And he reshared your story on his story.
Yeah.
And then I hit Segura 2 nights ago. Or no, is it three?
Yes, two.
Yeah, 2 days ago, I put Tom Segura's up. I did a little edit on one of his, I did an edit and cartoon drawing. And he liked it and commented on it, so. Been about a month and I've gotten through to four pretty
huge
famous people
as far as comedians go.
Yeah. The comedy realm.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. Yeah. So I didn't think that was going to happen that quick, but it's at Designed by Jake on Instagram.
Yeah.
So go follow it and like the pics.
Yeah. As far as good starts go, it's about as good a start as you could get. It's a good route to take because those guys, they love that stuff.
They talk about it a lot on their pods. And then I actually got a few messages from some people that are up and coming comics out in LA and stuff like that have requested work, which is cool. So I'm starting to do those. I'm doing a lot of them for free, but because I'm learning how much that stuff people pay for it, which is cool too. Because I live in Cincinnati and I can charge LA prices.
Yeah, exactly.
So
and those are higher.
Yeah. So and I actually just started a legal business entity and everything.
Oh yeah, I forgot that you told me that.
So Designed by Jake, I got that, and I'm going to open a little online store.
Yeah, it's smart. I mean, yeah, it's a good way to just start growing because you get the comedy fans that already like those people, and then from there you can get businesses and things like that.
Right. And then I'm actually going to I'm writing a lot of material to do stand up too.
Yeah, so we're going to look at doing that December.
So, that's fun. That'll be on my personal page and but yeah, I thought that was pretty crazy that quick. I got through to four people.
Yeah.
I don't know, just off the top of my head, probably total like 5 million followers. That's what they have all together. 5 million people follow.
Sure,
I mean, probably a lot of follow the same people. Whoever follows Segura probably follows D'Elia, et cetera.
Yeah.
But
yeah, a lot of the same, a lot of overlap. But
in total, you're talking about people who see stuff and they're people tagging them on everything or commenting on something, thinking they're funny, trying to get them to comment back or whatever. And I got through to those four, which is really cool.
They just like it because I guarantee a lot of their feed is idiots in their comments.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I mean.
So then they filter through that and find the people that are actually fans of
them. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The people who like will do something that they saw on their podcast that they've that or their stand up that they've seen a million times in airports and stuff. Yeah. They're probably like, Jesus. It's like when I've heard D'Elia talk about when he's walking in airports and stuff, and they always I can't remember what it was, but it's something from one of his stand up. Oh, it's the drunk girl. I think it's a drunk girl. He said he gets it all the time, and he's just like, "All right."
Yeah.
So this far down the road, it's just that's my point is that it's just junk.
Yeah. So if you start, just
gotta be original.
That you're a fan and that you have talent and things like that, they just
You have to be original.
They respond to it. Yeah. And I know there's so many that I know that are, like in the middle area that aren't as famous as them, that I just know that if you made stuff for them, that they would repost it.
Yeah. Well, that's funny. I got a guy, I guess I'll shout him out. I don't know how to say his last name for sure.
I'll give it a shot. Just show me. I
don't know. But it's Ben Mehl. Ben, I think it's Mel probably.
It's probably Mel.
He reached out to me, or how did he work? I can't remember what it was, but anyways, we got to talking on DMs. And he's actually, I think he lives in LA or Santa Monica, where you're at. He's got just over 4,000 followers, up and coming comic. And he asked me to do some work for him, or asked me for my rates, I think is what happened. And I was like, well, I don't really have them, but I'll do one for you for free just to get it out there so he can share it.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out he wants me to make a poster for him because he's actually going to be in the, what is it? He's going to be in the original room.
Oh, wow.
On December 13th, the original room comedy store. It's at 7 p.m.
Yeah, they say that's the hardest room.
Yeah, so I didn't know that, but he's obviously basically what I'm getting at is he's up and coming, but he's actually pretty legit, apparently.
So, did you already make him something? Or
it's in the works right now. Supposed to get it to him in a couple of days. But what I'm saying is he's going to take it for free, and he's asking me because he's going to make prints that's going to be handed out. And they're going to, hopefully, the comedy store will share it and stuff like that.
Yeah. Be cool.
So that's why I'm doing it for free to get the exposure. But that's what I'm getting at is that's how quickly people start asking you.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like that's the start.
And so it's cool.
That route is like a good one. And if you,
this guy even said like, he's like, I know I'm up and coming, but keep doing it. Cause this stuff it clearly works.
Yeah.
There's a guy that I also follow, and we don't have to keep talking about this topic, but there's another guy I follow that, his name, but he's now the senior marketing manager for Rogan, Theo, Brendan, Brian.
Oh, wow.
I think those are just four.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Well, I shouldn't say that's it. That's a lot.
Yeah. I'm sure he's got more.
But he's the main guy for them. He does all their digital stuff. Yeah. And he, just did the same thing years ago, just started making it and constantly tagging them. And all of a sudden now he has them all.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild.
So hopefully you get like Andrew Schultz is huge, like blowing up right now, but
yeah,
he's like half the level that these guys
are. I know. And people don't know him. Try to tell people to go watch his freaking crowd work. Cause it is.
Yeah.
He's not only is he funny, but I think he's probably the most him and probably Bill Burr and Chappelle are the most talented.
Yeah. Like just, they're, yeah.
I mean, I think every
just quick,
all those. Yeah. Quick. That's what it is. That's what I should have said. Not the most talented. But when you can go on stage for almost 40 minutes.
I mean, did you
with see? With one try.
Yeah. Well, that, yeah. And
not only is it one try, like, and they do, like, for example, they do these Netflix tapings. I just found this out because when I saw Bert, he's filming it. He hasn't filmed it. Or no, he's filming it this weekend.
They're all filming a bunch of there.
No, I know. But what I'm getting at is I think it's this weekend in Cleveland. But they do like six.
Yeah, they do a bunch of tapings. Well, Joe does like four, but usually people just do two or three.
But I think Bert has like five.
Does he?
Yeah. Because he added like two more.
Yeah.
But I mean, I know it works because you get multiple angles. Plus, if you can sell out two more shows, why not sell out two more shows?
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I thought that was crazy.
Well,
but anyways, what I'm saying is you get one shot, and like Andrew Schultz released a special on YouTube because Netflix won't give him the light of day.
Right.
And I think I watched it the other day again. He's got like 5 million views or something.
On YouTube for a stand up, that's huge.
Yeah.
People don't. Watch that long stand up on YouTube.
Ever. I watched the whole thing, 35 minutes, and he actually made a good point. He was on Rogan and talked about, and I think we probably talked about it. We talked about how he'll never do an hour because he said it's too much. Yeah. People don't sit around that long.
Now. It's coming back. Like, so
a it's lot of true. Them,
they do their biggest, best stuff in the first 30 minutes because they know people tune out. But speaking of Bill Burr and how quick and he is, did you see Theo and Ethan Klein from H3?
No, I haven't saved him on YouTube to watch. I haven't watched it yet.
Ethan said, do you know Ethan Klein?
Yeah, H3.
So, yeah, he's very funny dude.
Yeah, I was actually researching him the other day because I was like, how did this guy get famous?
I know, I was wondering the same thing, but he
just
made videos, like sketches.
Yeah, and then now he's actually really famous for his podcast.
Yeah, his podcast blew up.
Yeah, but, him and his wife.
He went to therapy after Bill Burr came on his podcast the first time.
Really?
Yeah, because he didn't know how to handle Bill Burr. Yeah, and that whole thing was huge.
Yeah, he seemed like he did not want to be there.
It was weird. Yeah, Theo said...
I haven't watched it yet. I want to.
I haven't seen the whole thing, but I've seen some of it. He was Bill Burr the whole time. Like, I expected him to act. Every time he does something like crazy, I'm just like, oh yeah, it's just Bill Burr. But it does make sense because these guys, they like him and they've talked like in person. And Theo said he just felt like it was different. Like he's had in person conversations that were completely normal.
Hmm.
But he said as soon as the mics turned on, it just like clicked because the comedian Bill Burr came out. And he starts roasting you, and he doesn't hold back.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
But Theo's an interesting one to have do that, too, because we've talked about it. His mind is just weird.
Yeah. And but he also...
He'll look at you straight in the eyes with a serious conversation and compare it to, like, I don't know. I was actually watching one the other day when they were talking about... I can't remember what the heck they were talking about, but he said something completely unrelated, and the other person was just like, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
My
favorite thing is,
I think he thinks it's real.
Yeah, I don't know.
He like compares it to it, and he's like, "Don't you think?" Yeah. And they're like, "Sure."
Yeah, that's the most interesting part. Like, some people just don't know how to handle the things he says.
Yeah. But yeah, getting back to it, the page is doing well. It's at Designed by Jake, so go follow it. Yeah. It's been a while since we made an episode too. I've made an episode. This might just turn into a me and you show. Honestly,
good.
I can change the artwork again since it didn't even upload on Apple. At least not on my Apple. I don't know why it's not. Yeah, it's still the original one.
That doesn't make sense.
It's annoying. But this is I record with a Spotify company, and Spotify is like that. Actually, I'm using Spotify from now on because I can't stand that Apple plays it in reverse.
Yeah, that's annoying. I've always liked Spotify the most.
I just realized it the other day, and it wouldn't.
And that's for every
podcast. The reason I realized it is I wanted to listen to D'Elia's new one. I saw him announce it. He said it's on, and it would not load. And I went right to Spotify. It was there. Yeah. I was like, "All right, I'm doing Spotify."
Spotify's better. I mean, it could just be because everyone uses Apple.
I don't know.
It's like slower, I guess, but Spotify's just better.
Yeah, this one I have about 50-50 on this one. Says people do both, but I a lot of people do Spotify, and I'm gonna start doing Spotify.
That Anchor app is something else.
It irritates me.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Anchor app's cool. That's what I use is Anchor. The only problem with Anchor, well, it's not a problem. It's free. Therefore, Anchor puts their own little logo on your logo.
Oh, yeah.
So that it is there.
It looks a lot like Spotify, though.
So. Well, Spotify owns it.
Yeah, so.
That's why. And that's why it's like, boom, it's on Spotify. Yeah. But it's on Google. We're on Google and everything, I guess. But I can, that's what it might be. That way I can do shows as long as you're okay with it.
Yeah.
And then I don't have to worry about making them because it's been like 2 weeks since we made one. But
a lot of stuff going on though. You started a podcast right before having a kid, so that's a bold move.
Well, I was supposed to have 2 more months.
Oh yeah, true.
No, actually I was doing them fine. It was when I started drawing this stuff is when I
Yeah. I mean that takes so much time. And then if you're gonna start animating too.
Yeah. Like well that's the goal. That's the goal at least. But I get so hooked into the drawings and I'll stay up so late until I finish one.
Yeah.
That's the problem is I'm trying to grow it and you're supposed to do content, but it takes me like 3 days to draw one.
Yeah.
But I've gotten through to a lot of people, like we said.
Yeah. So if it goes a little slower and but it's working better. Then,
yeah.
And I feel like you're just going to get faster at it. So.
Yeah. I was thinking about doing not a mini series, but stuff that takes me like 30 minutes, something small and easy that you can just put out like every day or every couple days. I don't want to commit to every day. I can't do it.
There's a dude, that makes Rogan's reposted him. I forget his name, but he makes these animations that are like they're like hyper realistic, like CGI. And he's done one a day for
years. I know what it is. I know what you're talking about. It's like it would be like Alien.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. He reposts them all the time. It'll be like a baby face,
baby body, or something
on an like a Godzilla or something.
Yeah. Or like Kim Jong Un's face on it. Or something crazy. Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
He's done one single day for like 10 years or something like
that. Oh yeah, now he probably makes a lot of money doing it. Yeah. But yeah, you got some stuff you've just dropped.
Yeah, so I just released a video it was like a week ago, I think. I don't know. Every time I post one, 2 days later, I feel like I posted it 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, that's why I just said about the Segura one. Yeah. When I did, I was like, isn't that like 4 days ago?
Yeah. But yeah, that one did okay. It was the most confusing thing we'd ever made, and that's kind of what was the point.
Yeah, I watched it, and I was like, all right.
Yeah.
November 13th, you did. So, yeah, actually, it's been more than
like
a week.
Yeah. No, it's like 7 days. Oh, it's 8 days.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that one was like, we had these ideas. Like, I had the Brita filter idea, like taking a shit in a Brita filter. And I thought it was really funny, but we didn't know what to do with it. And then we had this idea where
we can play
this guy ties a cherry stem in his mouth and then starts pulling out other things. I thought that was funny, but we didn't know what to do with that.
Yeah.
So we just threw them all together into one thing and tried to make it have no point. One guy even that I don't know, some random dude, quoted it on Twitter and said, I can't believe I just wasted 2 minutes of my life and another 10 seconds writing this about this.
I know, I saw that, but I thought you knew that was.
No, I didn't know who that was.
Yeah, I'm going to have to play it.
Yeah, do it. Oh, wait, that's just a short one.
It's on Insta. Yeah. That's fine.
Where are you going? Bathroom's over there. Don't shit in that Brita filter.
Go to the bathroom. Yeah. It's over.
Is it?
Where are you going?
It started, yeah.
Yeah, go check it out.
Yeah. It's on Twitter, YouTube. YouTube is really what we're trying to grow right now. That one, weirdly, like, it didn't get the most views or the most likes or anything. It got me the most followers.
Really?
Like, I got, like, 20 on Twitter. Yeah, but...
It's weird. I still think the porn one's the funniest.
Oh, same. That's my favorite
one. By a long shot.
I want to do a part two.
I do like the second one. The birding one, though. I think you could make a lot with that.
Yeah. My final project in my screenwriting class is I'm writing that movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is Mglad have a thigh tattoo?
Yeah. He made him himself.
How?
Sick and poke.
Get out of here.
Yeah. He's got him on both thighs.
What the heck?
Yeah.
He did that to himself?
Yeah, he did it to himself years ago. And he's like, yeah, they only last like 3 years. And then like when he was in LA, I was like, you still have those? He's like, oh, they're permanent.
I just saw it on this picture that you posted.
Actually, I was going to ask you if you could draw that.
What?
That picture.
This one? Easily.
Yeah, because I like that picture. And I wanted to make that, like, at least a version of that, my channel art on YouTube. But
YouTube channel art
is impossible to make.
No, it's not. I just showed you how to fix that
problem. You can't do it on your laptop, though, unless you buy an app. Like, I couldn't find one.
Yeah, you probably have to buy something. I can make it.
It's not very user-friendly at all.
I can do it.
Yeah, so I'm going to have you do that because I don't know how. Holland said he didn't know how either. He had to pull some off the internet, like a picture.
I showed you how to fix that problem.
I know. Yeah, but before that.
Actually, this app I use, Procreate, with my drawing. Do you know the dimensions? Because you can make custom dimensions.
They're on there.
I'll need those. Yeah, I can do it. Nope, easily. But yeah, getting back to what I was saying, probably 2 weeks. Was it the 7th? Was it on the 7th? Yeah, 2 weeks from yesterday, right? Yeah, 2 weeks from yesterday, I went and saw Bert at the Taft Theater. It was oh my god. Well, first of all, I've never been. That was my first comedy show live.
It's a different
experience. Way different. Yeah.
It's meant to be seen live.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen, like I said, I've seen plenty of ones on TV that are funny and make you laugh. But I do think you have to see it in person.
When you see it live, like, it's just everything makes you laugh.
Yeah.
When you
watch it makes me think. Well, it made me think a lot too, because like he came to Cincy and does back to back.
Yeah.
So it was seven. It was a 7 and a 9:30, and we went to the 9:30. But he goes to does that in every city almost, and does the exact same act back to back. It's insane.
Yeah.
I know like musicians will come in, but musicians can change their set list or something to make it a little different.
Yeah.
And I know these, and like Bert actually, it was funny, what was funny about it is it was a live show, and in between it, because he, like I said, he's filming a special like this weekend. Every so often he's like, all right, we're 20 minutes in right now. And he would like tell somebody, because they're like, he's trying to figure it out. Yeah. And he was figuring out what worked at different times.
Yeah.
And then like 40 minutes in, he's like, all right, we're 40. Like, he was saying it out loud, which was crazy. But he ended up going, he did like an hour and 10 minutes of new material, which killed.
Yeah.
And then he did another probably 20. He did some old stuff, and then he did yelled at the machine, so he did the machine story.
He did I thought he was done. He said he's sick of that story, but.
Well, I take it back. I can't remember. Maybe somebody did up close. We were in the balcony. The Taft Theater is pretty small, but every spot in the Taft Theater is a great view. Mm-hmm. But he finished doing an old bit. I can't remember what bit it was. But it like paused, and then he goes, when I was 22 years old, I got involved with the Russian mafia, and the place erupted.
Yeah.
So
he knew.
I don't know if he was vibing it or if he doesn't on all the shows. I don't know.
He's probably done it on a lot of them.
I can't imagine he does it on everyone. That's got to get old.
Yeah.
Especially that's what he's known for. Yeah. Well, I guess that's why he does it. But anyways, he did do it, and it was still funny.
Yeah.
I've heard it tons of times.
Yeah.
I've seen that special. He's known to be the machine, but he did it.
Yeah,
and it was funny because I was with Madison, and even she knew it, and she doesn't watch stand up. She's like, I feel like we watched this on. I was like, yeah, you did.
Yeah. Was she laughing though?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The new material that he did, I was crying.
Yeah.
I was crying.
Yeah, he can write a joke.
Because he comes out to the opener was from Loveland, Ohio.
Yeah, you told me that.
I don't know if he loses. I've always used his locals.
No.
But this guy was local and he was okay. I shouldn't say he was okay. He did pretty good. He was on for like 10, 15 minutes and he had two really good bits that were hilarious that really killed.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of Cincinnati humor.
That's what happens. That's why you get a local. He probably, his opener, whoever he has, just probably couldn't make it to this one.
Yeah. So, and he was funny.
So you get a local guy.
But anyways, then Bert comes out to Wow by Post Malone.
Oh yeah.
Because that's what he did his dance to. Yeah. So I start laughing because I was like, oh, I remember the video you just did, which Seguro dropped his one, right? But anyways, he comes in and goes and obviously takes his shirt off. He does the whole shirt thing, starts dancing, and then boom, right into a bit and just killed. He has a really good one. You guys, I guarantee it's on the special, but you have to watch it. And he does I think it's Starbucks. It's a Starbucks bit with a black barista. Oh, God. You'll be crying.
Yeah.
It is so funny. I don't want to give it away if you haven't seen it.
I can't wait. Yeah, they're all filming their specials.
There's a lot of good ones coming. Obviously, I'll probably watch the Burt one, but I've obviously already seen it.
Yeah.
But
guarantee it's all the same.
D'Elia just filmed. Segura just filmed.
Yeah, Burt.
Yeah, well, Burt. Yeah,
he's about to.
So this winter, early spring, you'll have three or four new specials to watch.
Yeah.
But yeah, Burt killed. You have to see him live.
Yeah, I want to. He's one of the few left that I haven't seen out of those, like that whole group.
But I got an hour and a half of him.
Yeah, that's legit. Do you think he went to a bar after?
I know he did. Anything? He did. He did. He said it over the mic.
Yeah, yeah, that's what he does. He invites thousands of people to the bar.
But not everyone comes, obviously. Yeah. And I even told Madison I would have, but it was a Thursday.
Yeah.
And we went out before for dinner, and then by the time we were done, it was after midnight.
Yeah.
And we had a babysitter and stuff, but. Yeah, and it was freezing.
Yeah.
But yeah, he did say he was going. I don't know where he went. Actually, you know what? The reason I didn't is he had a meet and greet after.
Oh yeah, so that takes an hour at least. Yeah.
And then by then it was gonna be like 1:30, and I don't think he realized that Cincinnati at 2:00.
People go home.
No, they close. It shuts it down. Bars open.
Yeah.
Or 2:30 or whatever. But
I mean, they do that in LA. A lot of bars.
Do they?
Yeah. Not all of them. Some will be open till 4 or 5.
Yeah, quick break. No notice. Can't tell.
Nope.
Quick 30. Yep. Back on it.
Take a break. Those apps are weird.
Yeah, but we had a good stopping point. But now we're back at it. But yeah, let's jump back into some more stuff here. But yeah, just to recap a little bit. But yeah, the seeing Burt live was unbelievable. You have to see him live. And you guys are gonna love the special. Especially now because he's doing theaters where his other ones were in like clubs.
Yeah.
Like, the machine was in a small club. I don't know where it was at, but it wasn't that big.
So he I know the story about how that became big. He was on Loveline, I think, with Dr. Drew, and he told that story to Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla, and Dr. Drew said, "You need to tell that to everyone." And so he just started doing it on stage.
His little, I guess, frustration with Dr. Drew is so funny on Two Bears. We listen to Two Bears One Cave?
Oh, all the time. And I listen to Dr. Drew After Dark.
It's funny. And then he sent them the Alcoholics book and stuff like that. It's funny. But yeah, it's even funnier because he actually, Bert talks about when he first did that. Mm-hmm. Somebody commented on it and it ended up being his college classmate. And she was like, "This is all true."
Oh, yeah.
Confirmed it.
Yeah. And then so it blew up on like Facebook and YouTube and stuff. Finally recorded it at the club.
So. Yeah, it was millions and millions of views.
I think he was already like a great comedian. It was just that story.
Yeah, loved. Yeah. It's funny. He didn't even start really as a comedian and started doing that, like Travel Channel stuff. And he was doing
He was already a comedian.
I know, but that's not how he made his.
He was making a living.
Initial living. Yeah.
Well, he was.
But did you see? There's a movie based on his life.
No, there isn't.
Yes, there is.
On Bert Kreischer's
life. Yeah, about his college life. It's called. You'll know it. I promise you. And he actually comes out and says that it's like, yeah, it is. But I don't. Somebody took the rights. I swear to God. Movie. I'll look it up.
I had no idea that existed. They never talk about it.
Probably because he doesn't make any money from it.
Yeah.
Movie based on Bert. Yeah. National Lampoon's Van Wilder is based on Burt Kreischer's college. Yeah, because he was in college for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, they even read that. It says it about him.
Kreischer's name sold the script. Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea that that was based on him. Yeah, he probably makes no.
No, he admits he takes nothing from it. And he even openly said he's never going to sue about it or anything.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, he has been using Mickey Mantle's likeness for his brand for about 2 years now.
Don't get me wrong, he can make money from it, but that is based on his life.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy. A lot of people don't know that. I don't even know why I know that.
All right, so that video, I think I was already telling you, but a lot of people don't know that Bert Kreischer came out with this video like a couple months ago where he was dancing. Mm-hmm. And everyone like loved it. Wow. It went super viral to Wow. Yeah.
We were talking about that because that's what he comes out as.
Yeah. And so he made that video and everyone freaked out like America's Got Talent got in touch with him.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Like so many. It just went super viral. And Tom got pissed because he said the dancing was bad.
Yeah.
So he made a response video.
Dressed as
Steven Seagal. And Steven Seagal was in all black wearing his ninja uniform. For an interview, eating a carrot, wearing sunglasses, and that's what Tom dressed as, and a lot of people don't realize that. But if you go to my story and you look at my story, Sensei, it is Steven Seagal eating a carrot, and it's the funniest picture ever.
I just saw this one posted by, it's called, his name's Oh My Deezus.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's a big one.
He follows me on Instagram. He just posted this meme. I'm going to tell my kids this was Tom Segura, which it was, but... funny. Yeah, that was funny. I love that he dropped that because it promoted his tour really well. And they have Bert like weighing like 7,000 pounds. Yeah,
that deep fake of his face was so good.
Yeah, the deep fake like, was hilarious.
Yeah.
I love watching. There's one of, and I always, I don't, I guess I'm just really into him, but I always revert to D'Elia. But there's one, there is a really funny one of Chris D'Elia as, I think it was, Charles Manson? Yeah, it's Charles Manson.
That's so funny. And he's like, and it looks so real.
He's not even saying anything. He's just moving his face. I wish we had this on. I wish we were filming. But yeah, he's just like.
Yeah. It's just Charles Manson being insane. Yeah. Chris's face.
Chris reposted. That's how I saw it.
Yeah.
I always revert to.
Yeah, because Chris makes those faces.
I know. His eyebrows are insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I've been really into not just his podcast, but the funny clips from his podcast. Mm-hmm. And I think D'Elia's podcast is not only one of the funniest, but that he can do it by himself. But I would rather watch that than most people's stand up.
Yeah.
You have to watch it though.
Yeah. I mean, I used to watch it all the time. I stopped recently,
but
the one I really watch consistently is Segura's Your Mom's House.
Yeah. That's a good one to watch too. But D'Elia's is just,
But they both use clips a lot. So that's why they're good to watch too.
Yeah. The I saw one the other day. Well, two of them the other day. One was the clip from when he just met Eminem.
Oh yeah.
Did you listen to that episode?
No.
Because at the end of it, he talks about how when they're on their way, he like rented one of those Mercedes vans, like a nice one with like TVs in it and stuff, with his, him and his group. And Eminem invited him to the studio, was he was performing in Detroit, and he was on his way, realized, I guess he was drinking a bunch of coffee like he does, realized he had to take a shit, told the bus driver, it's like, okay, well, you know, we got to stop. And this bus driver's like, all right, they're on that exit for like 2 miles. You get off at the exit, and you have to listen to it the way he says it, but there's, you can go one way, and there's a hospital, or you can go another way, a couple miles to get to gas stations or whatever. And he said, I got to the stop, and I think, oh, we're going to go to the hospital. He said, oh, no. The bus driver decides to go left and goes towards where he thinks gas stations are. And then he does this funny thing where he goes, his belly was like, oh, yeah. Does that, and he's like, I got to stop. He's like, I'm on the way to meet Eminem, and I got to go. And anyways, long story short is, like 5 minutes before he met and sat down with Eminem, he went in somebody's backyard or like the side yard or somebody's random house in the neighborhood. And he's like, you have to listen to it. The way he says it is so funny. It's like a 10-minute clip. You have to watch. It's funny. Just the way that he's like, yeah, so I met Eminem and somebody in wherever at Michigan, he's like, yeah, that Chris D'Elia took a shit in your yard. So it's funny. You have to watch that one. And then the other one to watch is he watches a video of people. This guy, it's like the only one I can remember is this guy showing him this new ladder. Have you ever seen the ladder one?
Oh yeah, I've seen that one.
it's like a ladder that goes up
and over,
horizontal, yeah. And then it's back like down vertical.
Yeah.
Why was that ever made?
Yeah.
And then he gets on it and it falls a little bit, bridge. And the guy's like, "Oh, didn't have it locked in." he's like, oh. And then it pops and slaps. He's like, dude, his face slapped the concrete.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's good. Dude, there's one. There's an episode where he makes fun of Cincinnati for a long time.
So that one's – he doesn't make fun of Cincinnati. He
makes fun of CBG and then Miami.
Yeah.
Of Ohio.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that one. He makes fun of CBG because one time his opener stepped in
shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the ground.
That's what that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he goes, first of all, why is it CBG if it's in northern Kentucky?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like that is such a Cincinnati thing to happen.
In Miami, in that one too, because that's where he was going to Miami.
Oh, was it? This had to have been years ago then.
Yeah, no, it was earlier this year, maybe last year actually.
Well, when he was in Cincinnati this year, it was at the Taft.
Yeah, so it wasn't.
Because I was gonna go, and then it sold out.
Yeah,
it was in March or May. It was one of the two M's, but it's at the Taft. He had back to back shows. Dude, I'm gonna see him if he comes back next year. 100%. Hopefully. When I go to California, I see a bunch because there was a crazy lineup last week at the Comedy
it's
Store.
It's just every once in a while, there's just all the stars.
Insane.
Yeah, and they're all home from
the one night. The one night it was the two headliners in the one room was Bert and Theo.
Yeah.
With a bunch of other really good, like I saw Jeff Ross was there.
Yeah.
A bunch of them, and then there was that one I sent you. It was, and I couldn't believe it because I've been following the Comedy Store since you told me about it, and they always post a lineup, and then all of a sudden they post like an unnamed.
Yeah.
In the belly, or was it the belly room? I think it was that. I don't even know the rooms. I think it was the belly room. It was unnamed. Didn't tell you who it was.
$100.
$100 ticket. Yeah. You were paying $100.
Never heard of
that. You were paying $100 to not know at all who you were seeing, which you probably knew it was going to
do.
But you probably knew people was going to be good at least. Yeah. But still, you had no idea who you were seeing. And you had to leave your phones and everything.
Yeah.
Of course, it turns out it was Chappelle.
Yeah.
And he did 2.5 hours.
Yeah. And Eric Andre did perform too. And he's huge out there.
2.5 hours. They said he went on at 11, and I saw the in the comments that said he got done about 2:30, 2:45.
He's got insane. The record, I think, for longest.
That's insane.
Stand up at like 8 hours or something like that.
Where did he do that at?
Yeah. It was so Dane Cook did it for like 6 hours.
Funny story. We're getting Josh is getting our stepbrother is getting married like 30 minutes from where he lives.
Oh yeah, Chappelle. Yeah.
So yeah, he lives in Ohio. Yeah, he lives like friend. It's funny. Dave Chappelle lives like. Well, he lives about 1 hour and 10 minutes from me.
Yeah.
In the whitest area.
I know. That's my favorite thing in his.
And he loves it.
Stand up. Yeah.
And he always talks about it. It's Yellow Springs, Ohio. It's an hour. It's right outside of Dayton ish. But yeah, we're going to be there. We're going to be 20 minutes from his house tomorrow, give or take. I don't know where he lives, but.
Yeah, I saw at the store.
It's actually kind of smart though, because God, you can all the money that he makes, you can buy a house in Ohio as big as you want.
Yeah, and he had all the huge fame from the Chappelle Show, and that all like.
He's still, that's what when I and he always talks about. It, he's like, I can walk around and do whatever. And people are just like, what's up? Josh used to go to the same LA Fitness as him. Yeah. And he would just show up and nobody cared.
Yeah.
In LA, that's what they have to do to get people to come. Or not get people to come, but to not let the place blow up.
Yeah.
If they would have said Dave Chappelle's coming, that place would have been surrounded.
I'm surprised they even said that or like charged that much. He usually just drops in, doesn't tell anyone.
Yeah.
So you just pay the $20 ticket and then you get to see Dave Chappelle if you stay till the end.
Well, I guess he knew. I guess he had ideas that he was staying for that long.
Yeah. There's this. This is like kind of changing, but still in stand up with Bill Burr. There's this clip that you can hear, and he talks about it too. I would 100% recommend looking it up because it's so funny. He is at this outside venue, doing stand up, and I forget where it was, but so many people, like bigger, like in an arena, kind of. And it was a comedy festival, so like he wasn't, or maybe it was a concert or something, and they needed him to do stand up. I forget, but he goes out there and he immediately starts bombing.
Yeah,
and starts making. I think it was Pittsburgh or something like that. He starts making fun of the people of Pittsburgh, and yeah, they're all yelling at him like,
"You can't do that."
Starting like ready to start a riot against Bill Burr, and he starts yelling back at them, and then he starts counting down because he's not getting off stage. He's like 15 minutes, and then he just keeps going, like keeps roasting all of them, but he goes. 14 minutes.
Oh, God.
He just goes all the way.
I have to watch it. Is it on YouTube?
It's on YouTube. I think it's just the audio. Actually, I don't know, but because that was like 2 years ago when I saw it, and it was old then, so I forget. it's just seeing stand up live.
Like, yeah.
I don't know what the hell's going to happen. That's why it's just better. I noticed like Rogan, I watch his stand up, and I don't laugh as hard at his stuff as other people. Seeing him live, though,
I was gonna say,
I laughed at everything.
Yeah,
it's just, yeah,
he could. Well, you just did it. He's filming one, right?
What?
Isn't he filming one? Did we leave him out?
I don't know.
Yeah, I swear to God, he was just in Dallas,
yeah,
and he did like, I don't know, I think he put it on Instagram. There had to have been 20,000 people there,
yeah.
I mean, and he had like, he did like a center stage, and everyone was surrounded around him.
Yeah. I mean, he went on tour with Chappelle, he did some dates with Chappelle, so they're literally in terms of. Fan numbers.
Yeah, look at this.
Yeah, arena.
Look at that. It's insane. Yeah. I think he is. Yeah, I don't know if he's. I think he's filming.
Do you know the whole Carlos Mencia story with him?
Mm-mm.
Oh my God. The short story is Carlos Mencia is this comedian that was stealing jokes from everyone, and Rogan came up
on stage
and called him out.
Yeah. I don't know the whole thing. I've heard a little bit of it.
I recommend listening to that because that's in it very interesting. But I was just like, thinking, and I was watching Tiger Belly, and they were talking about Mencia because Bobby Lee came up with
that guy's not really around anymore, right?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Because Rogan ended his career.
Yeah. He was stealing from everyone. All kinds of people.
Yeah, everyone. So he ruined his own career, basically. But I went to his
page. Do you think he can get away with that though?
I know. Well, he was for a while because
especially he was so big. Well, that's because it's today's day and age. You can't get away with that.
Yeah, everyone will know.
If you follow one of them, like Schultz puts up a video every day of where he's at.
Yeah.
And what he's doing and what he says. If you took that and did it again, everyone and you put it up.
Yeah. It'd be so easy to just figure out that you stole it. Yeah, he was like one of the biggest comedians in the world when Rogan called him out. He's got 30,000 Instagram followers, and I went on his page because they were making fun of him on Tiger Belly. And there's this video where he staged it. So he comes out on stage and says hi to everyone. There's fake audio of people clapping and cheering.
Oh, God.
And then he goes, and then it just cuts to the end of the show, and he goes, thank you, everyone. And it's fake audience again. He walks off. It's not a joke.
He's trying to fake it?
He's trying to fake it, yeah. But he's got these huge crowds.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Just give up.
I know. Yeah. Like his... That's and he was on. He was literally on top of the world. He had like the entire country of. It was because he's Hispanic, so he had all this Hispanic audience. It was just him back in the day.
Here he is, right here.
Yeah,
I'll have to find it.
I'll send it to you. I have it somewhere, because it's like deep down there somewhere.
It looks like he's doing.
Actually,
here, November 6th, he was in, is it the Improv? Or a Improv, at least.
Yeah, I'll find it.
Guy looks terrible.
Yeah, he doesn't look good at all.
Thick.
I think it's
that one. Is it Chappelle?
No, it's not Chappelle. It's one of these down here, though. There it is. It sounds real, but you can tell it's fake. Look, it just stops.
Hold on.
Everyone will be made fun of. Everyone. For me, mom and dad, and a lot of other things.
Yeah, yeah. Looks like he's at like a diner.
Yeah.
With a curtain. I want to see it end. There it is.
Thank you.
No way.
Yeah.
Are people saying anything about it?
Well, Andrew Santino was just making fun of it.
This guy, the first comment I see is, dude, you're like the Joker in real life.
I know.
Oh my God. That's hilarious. He kept it up too.
I know. And Santino was making fun of it. And he's like, can I ask you something? Talking to Bobby Lee, because Bobby Lee's like, Mencia was Bobby Lee's mentor. Like, he bought him a car, like, gave him a career, basically. And stole his jokes. And Santino's like, can I ask you if this is real? And he plays it. And Bobby's like, what the fuck is that? He started laughing. And he said, if it's meant to be a joke, then it's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my whole
life.
That's
true.
But if not, then
there's no way. Good.
Yeah. Oh, it definitely isn't.
He's getting roasted in the comments, too. Yeah.
And that's hilarious. He probably deletes a lot of those, too.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
What an idiot. Just,
yeah, this whole world is just funny. I'm so glad.
What an idiot.
But yeah, definitely watch the video of Rogan kicking him off stage. And
is it recent?
No, it was
10 years ago.
It was so long ago. Yeah. Yeah, it was probably like 2005 or 6 or something. Yeah. Rogan got banned from the store after that.
I've heard that story on his podcast.
Yeah.
I've never heard him do the live thing. I'd like to see the live thing.
Yeah.
What did he do? Just go up there and interrupt it?
Interrupted it, and he didn't have a mic. He was yelling at him like this, and Minty was trying to like get the crowd to like make fun of Rogan. And at first it was kind of working, but then Rogan got a mic and everyone started cheering, and it just like turned against Mencia.
I have to watch it.
Yeah. But Mencia was so big that he got the Comedy Store to ban Rogan. And then so that obviously didn't work out.
Yeah. He's talking about Amy Schumer stealing stuff too.
Yeah.
I hate that. I hate her.
She's annoying. Extremely funny, but steals.
I don't know why you do that though. That's why a lot of them do though. Like, they don't consume any content.
Yeah.
I do have a lot of. I do, like I was telling you, I do have some stuff written to try to do some stand up.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm obviously not going to say them, but it's hard because when you start doing something, when I start writing stuff, I immediately think of stuff that I think is funny from
other people.
Yeah. And then you try to write, and then I start writing it that way, and I have to back out and.
I mean, it's not a bad idea to just, a lot of people have done this. You just pick your favorite comedian or like whoever you mimic. So if you just go up there and do your material as D'Elia, and it just helps
I always talk about D'Elia, but I've had, I don't know, 5 people who actually know who that is.
Yeah.
That have been like, you're pretty much like you act.
Yeah.
Like
and
him.
Like a, in a. Different way, but yeah,
like you're the same.
I told you that.
Yeah, well, you did it, and then somebody else did it.
Only said it because of the way he messes with Callan. Like,
I've realized that too. But you've said that, but I've also had people tell me that did not talk to you.
Yeah,
for a fact. Yeah. That have been like, that's you act like him or whatever.
So yeah,
and I did it without even knowing. I had no idea. I didn't even follow him until end of probably last year at some point.
Yeah, and.
I did it without even, that's just how I act sometimes. Like last night I was on a roll at that messing with Nash, our younger brother. It's so easy for me.
Yeah. I mean,
really for anyone, just to like take a situation, just constantly do something. Like we were trying to take a picture and I just kept hiding half of my face behind somebody and then like, you got to get in it.
It's
so stupid, but it's funny.
Yeah. Anytime you do like overkill stuff like that, it's funny.
If you can do the same thing, like, I don't know, like 10 times in a row. There's a lot of people there. And then eventually people are like, come on. Yeah. That's when it gets funny to me. Oh, I just like messing with people.
Doing it to our moms.
Yeah, well, yeah. Nice. But I mean, like even around. No, it's even funnier. It's even funnier is like we have grandparents there. So they're, you know, 70s.
Yeah.
And they don't get it. They just keep asking like, what's going on? What's going on?
I was getting...
And all I was doing is hiding my face behind people, just peeking one eye out each time. I eventually stopped because then people started getting mad. But that's why people they're like, "What's he doing?"
Grandma think there was a leak in there by doing
the water drop
in the venue. Yeah, Nash was helping. Yeah,
that was a pure one.
It's leaking.
Yeah, it's funny. That's what I like to do. That's me. Yeah,
well, and I know like it's different, but it's also the same thing. I saw an interview with John Mayer. He said he would just go up when you start and be Stevie Ray Vaughan, and then
really
made his own voice after that. So like,
I love John Mayer.
That's the right way to do it, I think.
Yeah, this is a long show.
How long?
We're just over 50 minutes right now. You know me, I don't like to go too long. But
we'll have to end up much in 30 anyway, right?
Yeah, for some reason this doesn't let me go more than 30. I need to get something else going to record and then just download it to my computer. It's very low budget production, but it works. I don't get paid that much. I don't get paid anything to do this. Mom sponsored a few episodes, but just do it for fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm about to change it and just throw you on there.
Right.
And then we can. I want to kind of tie this in back to the way I started and to end this one out before it gets over an hour or whatever. But I did make a. I'm making a website for Design by Jake, which is my handle. That's my company, new company name that I have. So I've got two companies now. But that's the one I'm trying to focus on a lot of for side stuff. I think I might just to see it like kind of what I'm going to do a survey maybe first on my Instagrams, but I'm going to see if people would want to maybe buy a little bit of merch.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously if this isn't, you know, that big,
yeah.
But maybe just release one tee or something, or maybe stickers or something. I don't know yet.
Yeah.
Something. But anyways, what I'm getting at is that's where it'll probably end up. I'll have like a tab for the podcast on that website. I already have the .com.
Oh, nice.
I got the domain and everything, and I don't want to manage two.
Yeah.
So basically what I'm getting at is I actually might do a tab and release some of the episodes on there too.
Yeah.
And that might be where my new hosting is. I don't know. Wow. But anyways, what I'm getting at is there might be some merch coming. I don't know if I'm going to do like something easy, like stickers or I thought a t-shirt would be funny. Maybe if I released a t-shirt that was like, just have the logo, then just do like a yellow light. I was thinking it would be funny. But that's a really insight. You have to be like a legit listener. And I don't have that many. We don't have that many listeners. Yeah. But that's the point.
Yeah. And honestly, if you made shirts for just yourself, like one shirt, and
then
wore it around, and if people say, where'd you get that shirt? Then you know people like it. You know?
That's true.
Things like that. So you know which.
I found it. I got people that are going to make them. It's a matter of figuring out what I want to drop. And then we can change the logo, throw your name on there now.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I think about doing maybe. And then obviously I might be dropping some other merch that I'm doing as at Design by Jake. And then I talked to you about doing maybe some of your YouTube stuff.
Yeah.
Pushing it through there so you don't have to buy a domain or nothing yet. And
dude, I mean, our animated thing is going to have
plenty
of things.
That'll be really cool. Actually, once we figure out the logistics of the actual animation, we could probably, and we decide to drop, because we haven't released much on it. We can drop a tee.
Yeah.
That would be a funny one. Yeah. Or maybe, probably a t-shirt, like a hoodie or something. Yeah. Of the stuff that I've kind of gotten drawn up on my iPad now. But yeah, that'll be an easy one to.
Yeah.
It might, I'm not saying
it's just make black tee and put like a little.
Yeah, know, something simple.
Like little,
I got a few distributors and stuff lined up that I need to look into.
Yeah.
I don't know how if I'm going to make them and then sell them, or if I'm going to do just direct print to sell. But anyways, that's the point. I do have a .com. That's where a lot of this stuff's going to be probably soon.
Yeah.
So if I sell stickers or something for this, that'll just help keep me motivated, keep us motivated. This will make some money.
Yeah. Or you could also, if you ever do designs for businesses, you just make them.
Yeah.
Design, make a t-shirt for them.
Yeah. Yeah. What I want to figure out, and I don't know the legalities on this stuff, but like the stuff I've drawn that's done well, like the Leo one, like if I can make something and sell that, but I don't know if you can using his face, you know what I mean?
He's about his money, so.
I know. Yeah, no dents.
If you wanted to.
No dents. But I don't know. We'll see. Maybe. I don't know. That's the point. But yeah, anyways, to finish it up, that's kind of what I wanted to announce with this one, with episode, I think it's 11.
Yeah.
So 11 in. It's been about 3 months since we started. 11 episodes ain't too bad, but, you know.
Yeah.
But now that you're on it, I need to get you, I'm gonna get you some a mic and stuff.
Yeah.
And then you can do some solos. I'll do some solos.
Yeah.
Do some Skypes. You'll be back in Christmas time. We'll do a couple. I want to do one. I want to do a day where we do like three.
We should, yeah. Let's just crank them out.
You know,
space them out when we release them.
And then
I know we're gonna try to film over Christmas too. So
yeah, I want to help out with that. And then I also, and then obviously, and I've said this a few times on here. I'm 99% sure coming to LA in like May or June.
Works for me.
So we'll do some then. Hopefully, actually, I really want to go to the Comedy Store and then record.
Yeah,
that'd be legit.
Yeah.
And the problem is, and we talked about where I'm going to stay, but I'll probably end up having to get my own room so I can record.
Yeah. If Nash comes with you, then...
Yeah, I got a few buddies asking to come too, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm for sure coming. Fact. I've already got the flight stuff lined up. It's just a matter of buying it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the plan. So follow us on the old Twitter.
Yeah.
Go check out the stuff I've been drawing. Go check out Jordan's sketches at WRC Podcast. At Jake Witzkin,
on
Twitter and Instagram, and then also at Designed by Jake is my new Instagram.
Yeah,
so go follow it, check it out.
Might start GoFundMe to get my hair transplant.
Yeah,
look out for that.
Be announcing that, and then, yeah, look out for that. Look out for some possible merch. Send in a voice message to us too, if you want to. We got one, and it was a hell of a question about the album thing. So maybe we'll touch on that again at some point too. So. That's about it. Episode 11.
All right. See you.
Peace.